From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting live. Police in Spain have shot dead a man they believe was the driver of a deadly van attack in Barcelona on Thursday. Ending a massive manhunt, police killed Yaunes Abu Yaqub after confronting him Monday in a rural area known for its vineyards. It's about 45 kilometers west of Barcelona. Police say they shot the fugitive after he held up what appeared to be a bomb belt, which they later discovered was fake. The U.S. Navy is promising to take, quote, much more aggressive stance as it tries to determine what led to a second collision between a U.S. guided missile destroyer and a commercial vessel in as many months. 10 American sailors are missing and 5 injured, with the USS John S. McCain suffering significant damage as a result of Monday's collision with a tanker near the Strait of Malacca. In response to the incident, the Navy ordered an immediate operational pause across the U.S. fleet. U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis told reporters he agreed with that decision.
The Chief of Naval Operations' broader inquiry will look at all related accidents, incidents at sea, that sort of thing. He is going to look at all factors, not just the immediate ones, which will fall rightly under the fleet commander's investigation of what happened to his ship. But this is a broader look at what is happening.
The top Navy military officer said the 1 to 2 day pause will give commanders a chance to evaluate everything from how officers conduct themselves on the bridge to shipwide working conditions. This is VOA News.